Well, I think most, if not all of you, have gotten back online, so you're a resourceful bunch. Now, hopefully we'll make it past the next 5 minutes. If we don't, call back again, and I won't try to record. Okay, so as I was responding to Jill's question, even in the sixth subplane of the astral, you can have many different environments. You could find some very ugly spaces, almost hell spaces. And you could find some very lovely spaces, which is where she went on hers. So in one frequency, in the astral, you can have ugly and beautiful spaces. Now, as you go up in the astral, they'll become more abstract. So that by the time you get to the first subplane of the astral, they will tend to be quite wonderful, though it looks to me like sometimes when people go into a manic episode, into the manic part of a bipolar episode, it looks to me like they can get stuck in that first subplane of the astral. So as you go up and down the various spaces, there are no single indicators. Some people will see lots of light in various spaces. Some people will just have a feeling. As time goes by, I think we'll start to notice more and more possibilities in any particular plane and subplane. Now, Glenn has asked a series of questions about the higher self. One of the disadvantages of a concept like higher self is it's not very specific. And when I read clairvoyantly, what most people are talking about when they are talking about the higher self, they often think they're getting something much higher than I perceive them getting. Most people, when they talk about the term higher self, are talking about the higher subplanes in the astral plane. One of the interesting things about contacting something, some part of you in the higher part of the astral, as opposed to contacting your soul, is when you're contacting your quote-unquote higher self in the upper part of the astral, in rare times, people mean the lower part of the mental. And even rarer times, people are actually accessing higher still. Remember, they may think they're accessing a higher plane than I perceive them to be accessing. But one of the interesting things about accessing a plane below the causal is that ultimately you will only be accessing a set of pictures. It may seem like it has a life. It may seem like it's communicating with you. But actually, you're just communicating with a thought form that you or someone else created. Whereas when you're contacting your soul, that's actually an independent, rich, creative consciousness. Of course, you're part of it, but you're also in some ways autonomous, and it's part of you, and it's autonomous. It's one of these complicated concepts to understand, that we have aspects. So when you're genuinely contacting your soul, it will have a quality of life and spontaneity to it that contacting a thought form or a set of pictures will not. Now, there's no way of knowing other than by experience, and you won't be able to tell the difference until you're able to tell the difference. Lots of people channel thought forms rather than genuine spirits and think that they have lots of spontaneity, but they only have a very limited, almost like a computer algorithm, that they can respond. They may have very good advice. A set of pictures you have in the first subplane of the astral plane may have good advice for you about how to deal with difficult emotions or difficult situations. It just won't have the flexibility and the depth that your soul itself will have. Now, I did say something that's a bit misleading. I did say that when you're communicating to the astral or the mental, it will be pictures or thought forms. There could, of course, be separate entities that you're communicating with that are genuine entities. But as such, they will not be your soul. They'll be their own separate spirits. So you could speak with nature spirits in the etheric realm, and you can speak with various astral beings in the astral realm. But if it's a genuine being and it's in the astral realm, it won't be your soul, because the lowest level that your soul can actually occupy as a soul is the causal realm. It can shine its light down into deeper levels, but it itself cannot come that far down. That's why you as a personality exist. There are certain kinds of exploration that your soul cannot engage in, but by creating you as a personality, it gets down into this world of great concreteness, and can't get away with just big ideas. It by facing the limitations of our physical, emotional, and mental realm, it has to explore its beliefs in great depth. If there are contradictions that it doesn't understand, they will manifest as contradictions in your life, and through that experience, your soul gains more maturity, and its beliefs become deeper, more subtle, and more capable of explicit, free, spontaneous intimacy of great nuance. Okay, so that addresses the questions that we received. Hello, everyone. Say hello to your grounding, and everybody, if you will, pull your energy out of my space out of John's space. He's channeling right now. And please find your amusement. And we'll do a nice, thorough aura clearing to help you assimilate your earlier experience and set up to work with clarity as we go forward. The clearing exercise that we're going to do is the same one that we did this morning. We'll run a neutral energy, earth energy, for the first three chakras and golden cosmic energy for the upper four through the open chakra, stream it through the associated layer of the aura. Whenever you stream energy through a space, it tends to light up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. And then at your own pace, you can use your various tools, like creating and destroying roses, to give that layer a nice thorough healing. When you're done with that, upon direction, you'll bring neutral energy in to fill that space up. And and for most of the chakras, you'll close them down to a percentage that we'll suggest, and then move up to the next chakra. So if everybody will sit comfortably in your chair, please be in the center of your head. Find some amusement. Cut off your old grounding cord and create a new one. And if you're female, please be nice and female grounded. From the center of your head, please observe as fresh earth energy streams up from the very center of the earth, up through your feet, ankles, shins, knees, thighs, up through your open first chakra, streaming throughout the entire first layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the first layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh earth energy streams up from the very center of the earth, up through your feet, ankles, shins, knees, thighs, up through your open first chakra, filling the entire first layer of your aura with fresh, neutral earth energy. As you close your first chakra down to about 10%. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh earth energy streams up in the very center of the earth, up through your feet and knees and thighs, up through the front of your body and through your open second chakra, streaming throughout the entire second layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the second layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh neutral earth energy streams up from the very center of the earth, up through your feet, ankles, shins, knees, thighs, up through the front of your body and through your open second chakra, filling the entire second layer of your aura with fresh neutral earth energy as you close your second chakra down to 10%. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh neutral earth energy streams up from the very center of the earth, up through your feet and knees and thighs, up through the front of your body and through your open third chakra, streaming throughout the entire third layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the third layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh neutral earth energy streams up from the very center of the earth, up through your feet, ankles, shins, knees, thighs, up through the front of your body, through your open third chakra, filling the entire third layer of your aura with fresh neutral earth energy. As you close your third chakra down to about 35% if you're male and about 50% if you're female. Okay, now changing the neutral energy that we use and the direction from which it comes, please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through your crown and head and neck, and through your open fourth chakra, streaming throughout the entire fourth layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the fourth layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. Please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through your crown and head and neck, and through your open fourth chakra, filling the entire fourth layer of your aura with fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy. As you close your fourth chakra down to about 50%, 50. Please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through your crown and head, and through your open fifth chakra, streaming throughout the entire fifth layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the fifth layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy cascades down from well above your crown, down through your crown and head and through your open fifth chakra, streaming throughout the entire fifth layer of your aura, filling the fifth layer of your aura with fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy. As you close your fifth chakra down to 50%. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through your crown, through your open sixth chakra in the center of your head, streaming throughout the entire sixth layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the sixth layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. Please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through your crown and through your open sixth chakra in the center of your head, filling the entire sixth layer of your aura with fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy. As you close, as you choose to leave your sixth chakra as wide open as you can comfortably. Please be in the center of your head and observe as fresh golden cosmic energy cascades down from well above your crown, down through your crown, streaming throughout the entire seventh layer of your aura, lighting up pictures and cords and energies that are not yours. Using your various tools, please give the seventh layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. Please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through your open crown and fills the entire seventh layer of your aura with fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy. And because we're doing a lot of out-of-body work, mildly out-of-body, not dramatically out-of-body, we'll leave our seventh chakra wide open as you can comfortably. Please be in the center of your head and observe as golden cosmic energy streams down from well above your crown, down through all seven chakras, and through each of the affiliated seven layers, streaming throughout your entire aura, create and destroy roses for any and all pictures that light up. Please cut off your old grounding cord and create a new grounding cord in current time. If you're female, please be nice and female grounded. Please be in the center of your head. Open your third chakra to about 50% if you're male, about 75% if you're female. Say hello to the edges of your aura. Fill your entire aura with fresh golden cosmic energy coming into current time. Find some amusement. Bring in just the right amount of earth energy for your body at this time. And when you're ready, please stand up, stretch, reverse polarity. Take a minute or two to write down your experience. And let's take about a 5 or 6 minute break. Not a long break, but long enough to get up, stretch, be in your body, run to the restroom if you need to. Just enjoy yourself.